All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Lucia Show, that's me. And this hour, we tackle a number of topics, starting with evidence-based investing. Well, I don't know if I'll start with that. But evidence-based investing, and I would add evidence-based planning. So many financial professionals and investors alike are stuck on the old conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom, especially the old, dated conventional wisdom, can be quite dangerous. I want to know why you're making the moves you're making. Don't you want to know that? Or do you just want to trust that your advisor knows best, or some article that you read on CNBC will tell you exactly how you can invest, or you can join some club and rely on them? Well, I've got news for you. None of that stuff works unless you know the evidence behind it. I'll talk about some of that today as I study it every day of my life so that you don't have to. But I start today with this. Investors rely on advisors for income planning, as well they should, because advisors know best. Only if they follow the evidence. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Investors are bullish but worried about investment risk, so says Nuveen. In a new poll, investors were bullish about the economy and their household finances, but also worried about losing their income because of investment risk, according to a TIAA money manager. A big majority of survey participants said they relied on their financial advisors for help with income planning. They looked at investors over the age of 21 with at least $100,000 to invest. 58% of investors surveyed had a positive outlook about the economy heading into 2018. And a big improvement from the 38% who were positive in 2015. Wow, 20 points is a lot. So much for this anti-Trump economic movement. It's been pretty good. But have we been lulled into believing that the economy is doing so well that the markets will keep going up and keep going up, and this bull market will ultimately become the longest bull market in all of history? What do the evidence data show? Have you had that discussion with your advisor? Two-thirds of investors were upbeat about their household financial situation, in part perhaps because of the stock market boom of 2017, according with 54% in 2015. So again, most of y'all out there feeling pretty darn good about where things are. I, on the other hand, I always walk cautiously wherever I go. And if it's into the stock market, it's always I feel much better playing a little defense than playing offense. I used to coach football in the olden days. And although it would seem that if you watch the Super Bowl and all that stuff, offense meant a lot, but usually you win with a great defensive strategy. Because if the other team doesn't score any points, you have a much higher likelihood of winning because you can score points offensively, but you can also score points defensively. And so a good defensive strategy, especially when the markets are as richly valued as they are today, makes a lot of sense, which is why I have talked for years, if not decades, on having a more diverse approach than just stocks, bonds, and cash. And ironically, that has been proven to be quite successful in the evidence-based investing category, which is what I'm talking about today. So what about this so-called evidence? Michael Fink, he's a researcher of the Texas Tech University, brilliant guy, no doubt, CFP, CF, all kinds of stuff. This was published originally in Research Magazine. Scientific evidence points to where advisors can provide significant value, not in short-term stock picking, but in helping their clients achieve long-term goals. Isn't that what you want from an advisor? Or do you want some stock picker that can tell you how to make money in the short run, only to get their pants taken down when they're wrong? And they will be wrong. It's just a question of when. It's just a question of when. But there are so many new innovations in technology and in planning and in organizing your financial wealth that the advisor plays a vital role in helping you get financially organized, establishing a plan, and then sticking to that plan, even through the most difficult times. And that has all been proven out in finance labs all across America. So what are some of the things that we've been taught that we either need to unteach ourselves or why we have to go against the grain, so to speak? Here's what we've been told in the financial press. And this is just a sampling of some of the stuff that I read about on a daily basis. Don't ever purchase annuities. They are bad for you. The academic research has proved that to be almost laughable today. Almost laughably wrong. Your spending will increase as you age. Again, I'm going to address that in a minute when I talk about the retirement smile. Some academic research, brilliant research, that really puts spending in its proper context in retirement and why virtually every advisor has been wrong in that area. Make your portfolio less risky as you age over time. So decrease the amount of stocks in retirement, increase the amount of bonds in retirement, because that's what conventional wisdom says. Take your age and subtract it from 100 or 110, and that'll tell you how much money you should have in the stock market. Those are ludicrous investment assumptions. But yet, they're talked about on a daily basis in financial planning. Never do a reverse mortgage. That, too, has been proven folly by many individuals in the financial planning community. This evidence-based investing and evidence-based planning can do you some real good. Let me just pick a couple of these and explore why the evidence-based philosophy has changed the dynamic of how we in the planning business do planning. And if your advisor is not up to snuff on this stuff, they really need to be, because that's how they earn their money. They're not earning their money picking stocks. That's the old passé stuff. Today you can buy stocks for dirt nothing. The money manager component, and I think, by the way, the money manager component is going to get far more important with these valuations where they are. I mean, obviously, when the stock market valuations go from, you know, a CAPE of 16 to a CAPE of 31, where we are right now, nearly double, then buying an index because it's cheap may not make nearly as much sense. Stock picking may begin to make more sense, even though it hasn't in the past decade or so. But this goes beyond just stock picking. Evidence-based planning, evidence-based investing. I'll pick a couple of dandies out and share them with you when we come back from the break. The retirement planning smile, which we have discussed in the past. What is it? And why people really hate immediate annuities, and they shouldn't. I'll explain you when we come back. Make sure you stay with us. This is an important hour of Money Power right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Pretty, 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 pretty good.
Pretty good. Welcome back.
Pretty, yeah. Pretty.
Of course. Pretty. Yeah, you were listening to me last segment. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. The Ray Lucia Show is pretty, pretty, pretty good. Talking about evidence-based investing and planning. And I'm a big dude when it comes to that, because if you're going to make a recommendation, shouldn't it be supported by something? As I mentioned earlier, we've been studying baby boomers, this phenomenon of 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day for like 20, 30 years. And the finance people and the labs all across America and around the world have studied stuff like annuities and spending. And spending is one of my biggest pet peeves, having been a retirement advisor in the past. Now I advise retirement advisors in this area, but I also can lend some pretty cool information to people like yourselves if you are thinking about retirement. Now, here is what the industry has been selling for decades, and it's bunk. That every year, once you retire, you need to increase your spending at the rate of inflation. So if somebody needs from their portfolio $50,000 a year to spend, and inflation is 4% that year, 4% of $50,000 is $2,000, the next year they'll need to withdraw $52,000 from their portfolio, and so on and so forth. Well, what's interesting is over a 30-year retirement, which we know today may be short, but over a 30-year retirement, $50,000 extracted from a portfolio would need to be $121,000 30 years later at an assumed 3% inflation. At 4% inflation, it's $162,000. I mean, those are some serious numbers. And when you talk about the depletion aspects of one's portfolio, when you discuss the sequence risk and how devastating that can be early in the game, and you compound that on top of an every year rising amount of monies that need to be withdrawn to support spending in retirement, it can be catastrophic. And in some respects, people just give up. They say, well, I just can't do that. First of all, I can't live on a 2.8% withdrawal from my portfolio, because that's what the academic studies have said if you want to assume the worst case scenario. And even if you don't assume the worst case scenario based on current market conditions, even 4% may be too low for someone to enjoy their retirement. And that 4% rule has been around since, what, 1990-something, when Bill Benjamin invented it. So a while back, I think this was in Think Advisor, or the Journal of Financial Planning. It was in the Journal of Financial Planning. Wade Fowle wrote about this, quoting David Blanchett from Morningstar, who did extensive research on spending in retirement. Here's what he said in the Journal of Financial Planning, Exploring the Retirement Consumption Puzzle. Again, anecdotally, I knew this all along. I am just not a researcher. I am an observer who had retiring clients, and every year they would come in. We would evaluate where they stood the year before, how they're doing, and what their needs are going forward. And in 35 years of doing retirement planning with real live people, I never once had one say, well, you know, inflation went up 3.8% last year, so let's increase our spending by 3.8%. Never once did that happen. And so I never believed it. I never believed in all of these academic spreadsheets that said you had to do this, because it really upset the apple cart and how much people could actually spend. It caused younger retirees to live like paupers during a time period in their lives where they're still young and healthy and want to travel and do stuff, but the rules of engagement in retirement didn't allow them because their advisor didn't know any better. And so I share this with you. Blanchett's puzzle concerns how spending tends to decrease both at and then during retirement at a real spending averages rate of about 1% per year. What? We've been increasing spending by 3% per year, but in reality, when you really look between the lines at the academic research to support it, the evidence suggests otherwise. The evidence suggests a real, that is, after inflation, spending decrease by 1% per year. Blanchett was looking at spending of retirees at about $100,000 of spending. And he was looking at data, I believe, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2001 and 2009. Here, and he tracked these households over that time period. Now, this guy's a real live researcher. He's not somebody like me who just anecdotally says, well, here's what I think's going to happen, because that's what financial planners do. We're not in that business. And that's okay if they actually follow people that are and then apply it to you. Here's what he said. On average, the households that he followed can expect to experience declining real expenditures through age 84 when real spending reaches a trough of $74,146. Started at $100,000. These are all real numbers after inflation, and spending dropped precipitously all the way to age 84 to $74,000, a 26% drop in spending. And then it started to gradually increase, kind of like a smile. You can't see it, but picture what a smile looks like. It gradually increases. But it doesn't get to the starting rate on a real inflation-adjusted basis. And yes, this does include health care, which is the main driver of higher expenditure. It doesn't even cross the line until about age 95. Now, I hope we all make it to 95. But that's where inflation starts to kick in from a spending perspective. This is huge information for retirees and advisors alike, because what it means is you don't have to live like a pauper early in your retirement years. And when we come back from the break, Adding a lifetime income annuity may give you the ability to withdraw 5, 6, maybe even 7%. Stick around.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. Beatles brought to you by Curtis today. Thank you, Curtis. And Curb Your Enthusiasm as well. Welcome back. Why do people hate immediate annuities? I bring this up because every day there's some advertisement out there basically slamming any and all annuity contracts. And we were talking about evidence-based. Now, you can't see this on the radio, but this is a file that I have. It's, what, about 5 or 6 inches thick of just research papers on annuitizing income. So will you at least trust the fact that studies have been done from finance professors and economists from all around the world, and while they don't agree on anything per se, they do agree on one thing. From a retirement planning perspective, the value of annuitized income in retirement is something that everybody should explore. In fact, there have been studies done. What's the big rub about an annuity? Well, if I die early, then the insurance company gets to keep my money, and I don't like that. Well, how many people die early? It also kind of games the system. If you are healthy and there's longevity in your family, there's no excuse not to annuitize some income. So I found this just the other day. Why do people hate immediate annuities? Now, an immediate annuity is just what it sounds like. You give some insurance company some money and they give you a bunch of money for the rest of your life. If it's a joint immediate annuity, it's the rest of your spouse's life too. And when combined with a traditional stock and bond portfolio, based on numerous academic studies that I'm happy to share with you, you end up with a better result at normal life expectancies and significantly better results when you outlive traditional life expectancy. Now, people that are healthier and people that are wealthier tend to live longer. Everybody will, in fact, in my opinion, but I think there's a lot of support for this amongst the medical community, but everybody alive today in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s will likely outlive what they think their life expectancy is supposed to be, unless some anomaly happens. Yes, I understand life expectancy rates have come down a little bit in the last year or two. But that's not because of medical science faltering or the lack of good, solid information on longevity. It's because of two things. Two things that can be potentially solved. One is the opioid epidemic is causing younger people to die early. As a result, when you look at the averages, life expectancy's come down. And suicide. We have a serious mental health problem in this country. Some of it spawned by the said opioid crisis. Some spawned by other narcotics in the system. I am a consultant, as we sit here today, with a mental health company. We're trying to come up with potential solutions because so many people won't seek help. They won't seek help because it's embarrassing or whatever. And this company that I'm working with is trying to get around that. I'm sure you'll hear more about it on this program as we get deeper into it. But back on the subject of annuitizing income, remember, it secures, an annuity secures income for the rest of your life. It solves a major problem in investing, uncertainty. And uncertainty makes retirement planning very, very difficult. There are two things we don't know, according to Scott Stolz. One, how long we will live, true. And two, the average portfolio return and the sequence of those returns. Well, I guess there's three things, whether or not there will be unexpected expenses, such as health care. Now, you can solve the third one by buying long-term care insurance, HSAs. A good advisor should be able to help you with that. But we're never going to know how long we're going to live, and we're never going to know what the sequence of returns may be. If we hit a good sequence, we can die rich and leave our heirs a bunch of money. If we had a bad sequence, we can die broke, leave our heirs nothing, and be eating dog food the last 10 years of our lives. Annuitizing tends to solve both of those problems. A guaranteed payment for life. Now, as I said to start this program, the evidence supports annuitizing income. I don't care what the guy on television says. I don't care what the guy or lady on radio says. Annuitize. Now, which one? That's where you need a good advisor. Just keep one thing in mind. Buying a life annuity, there's usually a small commission, 2 or 3% paid up front to the advisor, and then nothing else for the rest of your life. So getting a financial planner or a money manager to endorse the concept of annuitizing income and costing them 1 to 1.5 to 2% per year of their revenue forever, not gonna happen in most cases. Now, a true holistic financial planner who uses evidence-based recommendations will not fall for that. They will not succumb to what the industry says is normalcy, 60-40 splits of stocks and bonds and so forth. Now, there are some potential compliance. For those of you that are in the broker-dealer business, there are some potential compliance issues. Here's what he said about regulations and compliance. And this blows my mind. It really does. But I'll explain why in a second. Academic studies, again, this is Mr. Stolz, who wrote about this on June 27th, 2018 at 1 o'clock p.m. So not that long ago. Academic studies indicate the most efficient retirement portfolio allocation for some savers, particularly those with between $400,000 and $2 million, could call for as much as 40 to 50% of the portfolio to be allocated to either an immediate annuity or a combination of an immediate annuity and deferred income annuity. And then he references this. See why bond funds don't belong in retirement portfolios, which was on Advisor Perspectives, August 4th, 2015, my wife's birthday, actually. This allocation could provide a sufficient amount of income similar to pension plans and transfer some risk from the investments in the portfolio. But he goes on, however, regulators likely would view such an allocation negatively, and therefore an allocation like this would not clear a firm's compliance hurdles. This is yet another issue, because the firms now that exist today run scared because the regulators have them by the throats. Not that it's necessarily bad, but when regulations are behind times and academic research is ahead of the curve, there is a potential conflict. And God forbid a broker-dealer firm or investment advisory firm, you know, does something that regulators may not like, even if you can provide all of the academic research to support a recommendation. Trust me on that one. I have personal proof. But that's a whole other story. Read why bond funds don't belong in retirement portfolios, because all an annuity is a bond alternative. So if you love bonds, you gotta love annuities, because they solve two problems: the sequence risk and the longevity risk, neither of which can a bond fund or an allocation of stocks and bonds satisfy. So when we get down to the nuts and bolts of retirement planning, be careful, very careful, what you read, what conventional wisdom suggests, even what your advisor may be suggesting, because they may be perfectly competent and good advisors, but they may not be up to date with all of the evidence that supports recommendations. And all you got to do is ask the question: is this evidence based? Is your recommendation evidence based? We'll be back.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Mission kit.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides us with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, public health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. Evidence-based investing, evidence-based planning. I'm going to talk more and more about financial planning as these markets tend to be priced at a point where things are not going to look good going forward, at least from a historical perspective. And so the plan becomes the key. And how financially organized you are. And do you have the tools to become financially organized? I'll be talking more about that in the future. But right now, it is time for this. Hit it, boys. Some emails. So I'm in the grocery store the other day, and I'm going to call her Mary. That's not her name because I don't want to out her. Because I've known this woman for years because my wife makes me do all the grocery shopping, which is why I'm like 30 pounds now overweight, because I do all the grocery shopping. I buy stuff that I like, and my wife could care less about food. That's so weird, isn't it? Italians, we live to eat, and forget my wife eats to live. It's as simple as that. Anyway, I don't want to get personal, but so I'm in the line, and she says, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here." I said, "Really?" She says, "Yeah, well, she knows me from TV and radio and all that stuff for years." And she says, "Well, we want to do some home remodeling. And, you know, we're getting close to $1 million between my husband and me. We've been putting money in 401ks for 25 years. I'm going, wow, that's pretty cool, man. $1 million, she's a checker at the Ralph's grocery store. So anyway, she says, "Should I borrow from my 401k or my home equity to do the home improvements? We're about 6 years away from retirement." And while at one time I would have said, well, you know, home equity is deductible and all that stuff, rules have changed. So I was taken aback myself. I'm going, geez, well, let me think that through. Because the tax deduction no longer really exists on a home equity line of credit. Now, you may be able to get around that, you know, home improvement stuff. But typically when you borrow from a 401k, it is not tax deductible. And even if it were tax deductible from a home equity line, she probably has a standard deduction that causes her not to be able to deduct mortgage interest anyway. I mean, think about it. If her mortgage is down to, I don't know, $100,000 or even $200,000 at 3 or 4%, you're talking about $8,000. The standard deduction for married couples, $24,000. You got to get over that. Okay, she lives in California. She got some property taxes and state income tax. Oh, but that maxes out at $10,000. So it is not likely she's getting any tax write-off whatsoever. So She's got 5 years. She could borrow from wherever the interest rate will be lower. I don't know what her company is going to charge on a 401k loan. I do know that she can borrow 50% of her vested interest. She's got to pay it back at fair market interest rates established by the trustee of the plan administrator, and she pays it back over 5 years. Now, it could be quite fortuitous if she took it from her 401k and the market crashed. It could be quite devastating if the market kept going up at 15, 16%. So I didn't give her a really good answer, but that's the answer to the question. Either one would make sense to me. Now, all kinds of other planning things are hitting me in the head, but I got a line of six people behind me, so I can't quiz her on a whole bunch of stuff. I don't really know how old she is or how old her husband is, so I can't really get into their retirement plan. But man alive, they're 5 or 6 years away from retirement. I told her these are the critical years. You need to do a plan. Find yourself a really smart, evidence-based financial advisor. I bought my items and I went home and I ate. Shouldn't have, but what can I say? Matthew is next. I'm a millennial making pretty good money. Should I do a Roth or traditional 401k? Well, Matthew, you're a millennial. You're probably in your 20s, late 20s, something like that. And a Roth over the next 40 or 50 years will most likely benefit you the most. But I don't think this is an either or situation, because benefiting you today can also benefit you tomorrow. And you may have heard me recommend doing this. If you're doing pretty well, you're in, I don't know where you are, California, I think. If you're in California, you're paying federal and state income taxes, which probably puts you very near the 33% tax bracket, probably a little bit less than that now. But using simple math, if you can put $5,500, let's call it $6,000 to round up, if you could get $6,000 into your 401k plan, if you could put $15,000 into your 401k plan in the 33% tax bracket, that would save you $5,000 in taxes. Take that $5,000 in tax savings and fund a Roth. So now you've got $20,000 growing, 25% of which is growing tax-free. The other 75% is giving you that tax benefit to afford the Roth IRA. Now, some people will be critical of that advice. Why do I give that advice? Because more than likely, by the time you retire, you will be in a lower tax bracket than you are now. You may move to a low or a no state income tax state. And having some Roth and some pre-tax gives you the ability to take advantage of the tax arbitrage. A higher bracket now, a lower bracket later. Blending your brackets with tax-free money later to ensure that they are lower. So for me, it's a 50-50 deal. Now, would I rather you do a personal Roth versus the Roth 401k? Yes, I would. Because if for some reason you make too much money or you need to do some conversion or whatever, it's going to be a lot easier for you to, for example, take money out of a Roth IRA for a down payment on a home versus borrow it from your 401k and have to pay yourself interest back. So it's just a little more convenient to have a Roth personally and your 401k, and I say blend the two of them together to give you a $20,000 contribution, not just $15,000 in the 401k. Thank you for the emails. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Now go out and make it a great, great day. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye. Ooh, ooh.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Forget about it.